Miss Beverly is one of the patients that we visit in a nursing home in the parish. Every Wednesday, one of our Eucharistic ministers goes to visit Miss Beverly and the other Catholic patients there and brings the Eucharist to them. Miss Beverly is bedbound, not in good health, but she always has a marvelous attitude. I'm fortunate to be able to go visit her on some of these Wednesdays, and every time I enter the room, she's praying the rosary. We talk for a few minutes, we pray together, and then she receives the body of Christ. Miss Beverly chooses to be close to Jesus, the better part of life in all of our suffering. In Luke's gospel today, we learn the message from Jesus that he truly is the better part of life. We're to choose him as we travel this earthly journey in all of our thoughts, in all of our words, and in all of our actions. And by way of background for this homily, Jesus is continuing in his public ministry time, teaching the apostles and disciples many things. As our Lord travels from place to place through Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, he shows them the Christian way of life. As we get to this point in Luke's gospel, our Lord had just sent out 72 disciples to preach the good news to others. He told the parable of the Good Samaritan. He spoke of the greatest commandment, and he explained the duties and privileges of being a disciple. Then he arrives in Bethany, where two sisters, Martha and Mary, live with their brother Lazarus. Martha and Mary welcome Jesus into their home to stay for a period of time. In this encounter with these sisters and Jesus, we learn many more messages from him, some obvious and some not so obvious. One of these messages is Jesus is the better part of life. So why is that? Our Lord is there for us at every stage of our lives, in our youth as we make our way through school, in the challenges of our careers, supporting our families and ourselves, and as we get older and experience the pain and suffering of aging. His voice is always present in our souls to show us the way every moment of every day for all of our thoughts, all of our words, and all of our actions, as Mary did in the gospel today in the presence of Jesus. But sometimes we let our earthly worries distract us at times from hearing his voice, as Martha did. Instead of choosing the better part of life, we cut off the voice of Jesus and become consumed by earthly matters. Some years ago, I was reading a magazine article which had a picture of a lady doing gardening work on a really hot day. We know what that's all about, right? The caption read this: praying for others while doing the labor of gardening work. The lady chose the better part of life as she labored by praying to Jesus. So we must choose the better part of life at all times, as Mary did. Now, another message from the meeting of Martha and Mary with Jesus regards the pain of family squabbles. These sisters are so blessed that our Lord and Savior chose to visit them in Bethany for a period of time. Rather than fully embracing this awesome opportunity, they squabble among themselves like schoolgirls over the hospitality duties of serving Jesus and caring for him. The message from Jesus to these sisters is to share in these duties equally and bring an end to this needless bickering among themselves. Most of us in Mass today fully understand the pain of family struggles. Some of us don't even communicate with our siblings or our children, our parents or cousins or aunts or uncles because of some squabble that is truly meaningless in the big picture of life. How sad is this situation for us to be in? Some of these family disputes are jealousy over material things, such as siblings who live in nursing in nicer homes than us, drive better cars, whose kids are better students or athletes. They're adult children who won't forgive their parents for bad choices made by them along the way in raising their children. And there are squabbles over estates as to money or things the siblings did nothing to earn. Now, many of these disputes last for years. Some take them all the way to the grave without resolution. Truly sad situation. We let the sins of pride, anger, and jealousy perpetuate these family feuds. All families must choose the better part of life, the ways of Jesus, and end these needless squabbles. Now, our third message from Jesus today in this gospel regards complaints to him about our burdens in life. In today's gospel, Martha complains to Jesus about the burden of serving him. The complaint by Martha totally misses the purpose in life. We truly only have one purpose in life, which is to serve the will of Jesus and not our own will. Now, Lord tells us many times this in his public ministry. In the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Not my will be done, but thy will be done." Commands to us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Some of you may be familiar with Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. She died at age 22, but she's considered one of the doctors of the church. She wrote her autobiography called The Story of a Soul. She says, "Our simple duties in life are to be a saint by our willingness to do these things, to suffer much, always seek out the most perfect thing to do, and to deny our very selves." In our second reading today, St. Paul reinforces this message with these words. "Now I rejoice in suffering for your sake." In the simple message from Jesus, St. Thérèse, and St. Paul, we must choose the better part of life, doing the will of Jesus, which includes the burdens he sends our way. Bottom line from the encounter of Martha and Mary with Jesus is this: we are to choose the better part of life, the will of Jesus, over our will in all that we do. By doing so, we find wisdom, strength, courage, and joy in all of our activities, whether large or small. We avoid family squabbles and bring an end to any ones that are still ongoing. And we turn our daily burdens into opportunity to please our Lord and Savior. And by accepting and adopting this message from Jesus, we learn to live in God's spiritual kingdom on earth with the Holy Trinity, the Holy Family, the saints, and the angels. Perhaps the psalmist said it best in Psalm 63, verse 9. "My soul clings fast to you, your right hand upholds me."